Hello?
Good evening. We're conducting a survey in Georgia tonight to help us better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. And let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat, okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 meaning it's not important issues, 10 meaning it's very important issue to you. I'm going to read them out to you. Just give me a number. Healthcare?
Very important.
Okay. Voting rights?
Very important.
Inflation and cost of living?
Very important.
Okay, that'll be a 10, right?
Yes.
Jobs and wages?
Should I go with numbers, like 10, 9, whatever?
Yeah, just get rid of my, like, give me a number. Yeah, like, the 10 is the very
okay, 10.
Important issue. Okay.
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Climate change?
Definitely 10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
Yes, 10.
And student loan debt?
10.
And K-12 education?
9.
And Democrats?
A 10.
And crime and violence?
Now, I don't understand what you mean by crime and violence. You mean,
like,
what are you going to do about it?
Is that very important issues to you or not important issues?
Yes, if they're going to try to stop it, yes.
So that'll be a 10, right?
Yes.
And racism and discrimination?
Yes, a 10.
10. All right, good deal. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office 2024. And that's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 meaning that you're not likely to vote, and 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote.
I'll say an 8. You know, I might, yeah, because it might depend if I'm there in Georgia to do it. And that's why I'm saying it, because I might be leaving, you know, not to stay, but I might be going off to visit or whatever at that particular time.
Oh, I see. Now, is your race, what is your race?
I'm black.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Yes. Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I didn't hear you. Where'd you get that from?
Hello?
Wait a minute. Excuse me. The baby hit the alarm button. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. But what did you say, please?
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
You're a female. Okay. Now, what is the year of your birth?
1947. All right.
Thank you.
I'm an elder.
What is the highest level of school you have completed at the highest degree you have received?
I have did college but didn't complete.
College? You said a college degree?
Yeah. I don't have a degree. I didn't complete.
No, okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 meaning that it has no power at all. 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
It's a 10. It's a 10. I feel my vote has the power.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community. On a scale from 0 to 10, a lot of power.
10.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings toward some people, organization, issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Okay.